For this week's musical sesh on the Community Campfire, Mitch and I are sitting down with Alicia Stockman. Welcome back to KPCW.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
So glad to have you back here in the studio. It's been about a year, maybe a little bit more and some change since you've been in here. So what's new? What's going on?
The last time there was a Valentine's Day show last year. That was fun. We played love songs and breakup songs. Just made a record. It's no big deal. I made a record since last time I saw you guys. I recorded 10 songs last May, and I'm getting ready to put that record out. It's been a journey, and there is a light at the end of the tunnel. It's happening. It's real.
Great. So for our listeners out there that might not know who Alicia Stockman is, can you give us the 2-minute version your journey in music?
Yeah. I'm a singer-songwriter based in Heber City. I've been playing music, I don't want to say for how long, but started by playing in a bar band here in Park City, and I would play at Flanagan's a lot. Mm-hmm. That was where we kind of cut our teeth, and then started writing songs and feeling more drawn to the singer-songwriter aspect of things. So now I'm kind of in this place where I'm just trying to keep myself involved in anything musical. I write and perform music. I help program music in the Heber Valley, and I even host my own concert series. Yeah, anything that keeps me near the music scene is what I do.
You produce your own concert series? What's that about?
I do. It's a super duper top secret house concert. that the secret, I think, is officially out. But
this is radio, it is officially out.
It's officially known. But as a musician, I've always found house concerts to be a really great way to sustain what I do. And so in Utah, it's fewer and farther between. And so I decided I needed to create that space for artists and for audiences who really want a listening room. And Heber doesn't really provide that currently. We have a lot of great outdoor music spaces for socializing, but this was something I wanted to create that was truly a listening space. So that was my mission.
And you said you've been doing this for a couple of years in a row now. This isn't like the first time that you've done this program. Can you tell us a little bit about the development of the program and how it's changed from the early days to now?
It started, I think, around COVID times. There was a band that was passing through, and they had a show date fall through. And I had shared the stage with them before. It was the Koffis Brothers. And we were trying to come up with a plan B for them. And we were like, let's just do it in my backyard. And so we put this show on, and everyone loved it. And they're like, when's the next one? Mm-hmm. And then it became, well, what are we doing next summer? What are we doing next summer? And so it went from like an unofficial thing to like, now we have a website and we have a lineup that's like a whole thing now. And we have like an email list, which is the best way for people to learn about it. You come and you bring your chair and your beverage of choice and throw some money in the tip jar for the artist. And they get to keep all the money. I don't take anything from them. I want to make sure that they stay on the road and stay doing what they're doing.
We'd like to give our listeners a little taste of what you've been doing. So what song can you start the show with today?
Let's do the title track from this new record. This record's called Homebound, and this is a song that I wrote with my dear friend Emily Hicks, who she also sang vocals on this record, or backup vocals. And yeah, you'll see me out and about playing music with her every once in a while. She's wonderful, but she helped me write this song, and it became the title track.
Well, I'm curious, what made you feel like this song was the title track for the whole album? What about it, you know, really resonated with you?
Yeah, so the word homebound can mean that you're headed home or that you're stuck at home. It can mean either of those things. And that's kind of like the idea. A lot of these songs came from a long journey of, I don't know, we have some breakups, we have some falling in love, we have some like introspection. And what I wanted to encapsulate was home can hold all versions of yourself, historical versions of yourself and new versions. So coming home can mean, you know, finding space for all of those versions. And that's why we picked Homebound. It seemed like the best fit for all of those songs together.
Well, here it is, Homebound, right here on the Community Campfire.
Okay. This is Homebound.
Counting headlights in the dusk, neon glow from a roadside. Overpacked the extra weight.
I'm feeling at home right here in the KPCW studio. Thanks for that.
Yeah, thank you so much, Alicia. Tell us a little bit more about your new album. I mean, a new album isn't made overnight.
Most certainly not.
So can you tell us about your journey with this album?
It's been a project. I want to say a year in the making, but even longer than that, because some of these songs were written even well before. And I put my first record out, my first like real debut record in 2021, and I'd put some singles out and a live EP, and these songs started to collect. When I first put my debut record out, it was, here are 10 songs that are good enough for a record.
Right.
And this time around, it felt a lot more like, these are songs that they feel like they go together. They represent me as a songwriter. It's a little bit more matured. My songwriting has matured. And I had a really great opportunity to record this at Frida Recording Studios just outside of Nashville, Tennessee, and bring a very professional level of recording to it. And I love how it turned out. But in doing so, it was a very big undertaking, like financially and just doing that. I pressed this record on vinyl, and so there was a lot of steps involved between getting the songs ready for studio, mixing, mastering, album art, and then getting them pressed on vinyl, and then coordinating their release and everything. And then I also crowdfunded a portion of the funds. And so just making sure that all the people who help support this project come to fruition are receiving that. You know, their album is shipping, it's in the mail, people are starting to get their copies of it. So it's just been like a very large coordinated effort to just have it physically in hand and be able to deliver.
You know, musicians have so many steps nowadays. It's not just sitting down and playing the songs, right? You're thinking about all these things 12 steps in advance. Now you're at the finish line, and it's exciting that you're getting to share some of it with us. So thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for wanting to listen to it.
If you're just joining us, we're sitting down with Alicia Stockman here on the Community Campfire Musical Sesh. You have Homebound coming out soon. When does that album release?
The full album releases on all platforms on June 18th. There's a pre-order that's going on, so like for people who back the record, they should already be getting theirs, and then I'll be opening it up to pre-order in the next few days, so you'll be able to get one in hand before it hits all the digital streaming services.
And then do you have a super secret concert this weekend that people can know about?
I do. We're going to be celebrating this album release on Saturday. We've been planning this album release show. We have a great opener, Cheryl is going to open the set for us, and then my band is going to perform and play the whole record from top to bottom, as well as a few other fun songs. And we just had a change of venue, so we're kind of making some
breaking
stuff
news
up.
Right here.
Breaking
on the
news. We're making some changes on the fly.
Yeah.
But I am really excited about it. It's a beautiful space. I'm just going to direct everybody to where the ticket link has been. We'll get more information there about where to go and whatnot. But what I really wanted to curate was an experience that felt intimate and personal. And there's so many people who helped me make this record possible. And my biggest goal with this is I just want people to hear it. And I want these songs to find them in a space that is meaningful. And so I didn't want to have it at a noisy bar or at a place that was less than something that we could like curate together. It's going to be beautiful under the stars. There'll be campfire going, and it's going to be gorgeous. And the sound's going to be wonderful, and be able to do our thing in our own space, and it'll be lovely.
So tell me like some of the lessons that you learned from your first record going into this record. You know, break it down and get a little deeper with us here on the record.
I think, as a songwriter, I have learned how to dial things in more and just write in a way that is very true to myself and not cut corners. And so when there's a song on the record called September, it's just one of those songs that when I was done writing it, I just felt like I had arrived at this moment of like, this is my songwriter voice. This is what I have been looking for in terms of the way that me, Alicia Stockman, this is the way that I write songs, as opposed to, you know, how Patty Griffin writes songs or whoever else writes songs. And so that was probably the biggest thing. I've also just learned a lot about the industry and just different ways of doing things. I think the biggest thing I'm letting go of right now is all these vanity metrics that you're quote unquote should be worried about, like stream count and monthly listeners and all these things. I don't know if that's as impactful as like the human beings that are just listening to it on the other side. So having a show with humans who care about the songs is so important to me. And being able to put this album into people's hands is so important to me. And like, I don't even want to tell you what my lifetime streaming revenue is. It's embarrassing. Like, that is very much less meaningful to me than just, like, the human beings who engage with this music.
And, you know, it's really predatory to artists in general right now. But I think what is important is that you're making a difference for people, and people are hearing what you're trying to say. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know, we're going to do our best to help you do that.
Thank
here.
Thank you. That's why we love you guys.
Thank you so much for sharing your human experience with us.
Thank
right
you.
Here. Let's get the website out there and what they need to do to get tickets to the Super Secret Show this weekend.
Yeah, it's not, yeah, again, I'm terrible at keeping secrets. If you go to aliciastockman.com, I have a link there and you can grab tickets. And if you're coming from Heber, so the show's going to be in Peoa. And so if you want to come from Heber, we're actually going to have vans that drive people out there because safety is important. But yeah, go to aliciastockman.com and grab a ticket. It's going to be great.
And what are you going to close the show with today?
I'm going to do the song September. I just really... I'm very proud of it, and it's gotten me some traction. I don't know if traction is the word, but it got second place at the Rocky Mountain Folks Festival songwriting competition last year. So, you know, just a little low-key brag there.
There you go. Anything, you know, particular about this song that you want to share with us and, you know, we can listen for?
This song started as a poem that I wrote at the top of a Summit Park trail. There's a bench up there on the top of the mountain, and I was sitting there and with my dog and brought it home and wrote it into a song. And yeah, so this was song was born in the hills of Park City, so that's kind of cool.
Was it in September that you wrote it?
Yeah. That track. It'd be weird if it was like July or something.
Well, we've been sitting down with Alicia Stockman. Her new album, Homebound, is going to be out June 18th, and she's going to play one more track for us today. Thank you so much for joining us today
on
Community
Campfire.
Thank you. Always
great to see you. It means so much. Thank you. All right, this is September.
Foothold. The sun is warm, but my hands are cold as September settles in. I get a whole year older in just one day, or in 365 subtle ways. Can't keep track of what's not the same, holding tight to what is. September, my old friend. Take my hand when I lose my grip. I surrender, put down my worries and my woes. Catch my breath, pick 'em up again. That's how it goes. School kids walking down my road, off to learn. They don't know us grown-ups make it up as we go. Should I let them in on the secret? I call my mom Tuesdays at 10. Is it time to cut the gardens back again? I know it's when the blooms are spent. It's such a silly way to need her. September, my old friend. Take my hand when I lose my grip. I surrender, put down my worries and my woes. Catch my breath, pick 'em up again. That's how it goes. That's how it goes. That's all it ever does. It just goes and goes and goes and goes and goes. like closure. Nature's way of starting over. The woman I'll be next fall, will I know her? I hope she remembers me. September, my old friend, there to take my hand when I lose my grip. I surrender, put down my worries and my woes. Catch my breath, pick 'em up again. That's how it goes. I catch my breath, pick 'em up again. That's how it goes.